More than a year after Britain voted itself out of the EU, there is very little clarity about long-term effects. Brits who wanted to remain in the EU are seizing whatever opportunity they can to do just that. Germany alone has witnessed a 360% increase in citizenship applications. One was made by Worldling columnist Tamsin Walker, who spent her holiday in England, full of mixed emotions.
DW.
Baked beans, we got baked beans?
Yeah.
And mushy peas?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get one fish and chips, yeah. Normal one, and then...
When the fish and chips come out of the giant fryer, we drench them in salt and malt. Vinegar, that is, not whiskey, though there's a thought. And head out into the whiskery winds of another Whitby summer. Too cold to sit on the beach, we join the huddle of holidaymakers and day trippers skewering the same deliciously soggy fare in the same Northern English seaside spirit. Granted, it's the stuff of great British clichés, but it's also the stuff in which many of my memories of growing up are wrapped.
Oh, I do like to be beside the seaside. Oh, I do like to be beside the sea. Oh, I do like to stroll along the prom, 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 where the brass bands play tiddly up, up, up. So just let me be.
This summer is my last as a single nationality Brit, and as such has come to hold a degree of poignancy I hadn't bargained with. After all, I'm still mad at the nation for voting itself out of the EU. Yet driving through the gentle folds of familiar hills, across the sweeping expanse of the Bronte's moorlands, covered in dense purple heather, and along a raggedy coastline of beauty raw enough to reduce even the hardest of hearts to tears, I feel little but affection. On the beach, as I watch the August sun drain into the sea that connects my new home with my old, I'm overcome with the sensation that I am in some way saying goodbye to a place now more a part of me than I am of it. And like a kaleidoscope on a dizzy spin, my head fills with fragments of journeys, people, places, music and conversations experienced in and upon this green and pleasant land. Slow down, Tamsin. Enough of the Blake-esque sentimentality. Fact is, in becoming German, I'm giving up neither my British passport nor identity. I'm adopting a second citizenship, one that will allow me to vote and move and work freely within the EU. It's a coup, and I'm grateful to have this easy way out of the Brexit repercussions. But I'm also oddly nervous, knowing that I will, in just a few days' time, be German. I wonder if I'll feel different, be regarded differently by my soon-to-be fellow Germans and my wonderfully British family.
I think good for you.
Yeah, you don't think it's weird that you'll have a German sister?
Don't think it'd be weird in the slightest. You can't be any weirder than you are already, can you? So it's.
Thank you.
Might actually become more sensible, I suppose. Yeah.
What about you, Dad?
I think it's really good that you want to show your commitment to Europe by having two nationalities. I think it's a great shame we're. Britain is poised to leave the Union, so. If people want to can have two nationalities within Europe and still be British, that strikes me as a really good thing.
I have no choice. I have to do what my country voted for, and I don't like it. I find it utterly depressing, and I think you have found the better way. I'm envious of that.
She's right, my sister-in-law. I do have a choice, and I'm exercising it. Because for all the magnetism of my British memories and all the magnificence of the many ancient landscapes in and upon which they were formed, the freedom that gave us the European Union and the freedom that it in turn has granted us holds a magnetism and a magnificence of its own. And so, my old friend of red, white and blue, I'm not going to say bye-bye, just auf Wiedersehen, until we meet again. When the malt, I promise, will flow freely. Vinegar, that is.
Where the brass bands play, tiddly up, up, up. So just let let me be beside the seaside. I'll be beside myself with glee. And there's lots of girls beside. I should like to be beside, beside the seaside, beside the sea.
This report was brought to you by DW.